Well, I remind everyone that we have lots of items today, I think 16 items on our regular and roll call agenda. We usually meet at this time to approve budgetary items for the upcoming year, but since the budget impasse in Springfield, the approval of the operating budget for fiscal year 2016, we'll still have to wait for approvals for requests of new operating capital for the fiscal year 17 will be considered at a later meeting. Also, but we will be approving academic and administrative appointments for the coming year. Before we move forward, it's always humbling to sit around this table with the people at this table, both people of the university as well as our trustees. But we have a particular recognition this morning of one of our trustees that Trustee Montgomery would like to present to us. Jim?
It's a pleasure to announce to the university and to the board that one of our members has become the president of the 21,000-member Chicago Bar Association, Judge Patricia and Trustee Patricia Holmes, who is a retired judge, excellent trial lawyer, and who now is serving as the second African-American female in the history of the Chicago Bar Association. And I think we should give her a big round of applause.
Thank you. Patricia, congratulations.
Shocker.
21,000 lawyers. Wow, that's remarkable.
Headache.
That's remarkable. All right, very good. Mr. Killeen, I yield the floor to you to introduce officers and guests that are
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairman McMillan. At this time, I would like to introduce several of our leadership. And firstly, introduce our treasurer, Lester McKeever, Jr., from Washington, Pittman, and McKeever. Also, I'd like to note that Chancellor and Vice President Michael Lamiridis is from Chicago is not in the audience because he's in the White House meeting with President Obama as we speak with a very exciting UIC delegation that is meeting with President Obama. And so we gave him dispensation for missing this board meeting. I'd like to really welcome enthusiastically our new acting chancellor and acting vice president, Bob Wilson from Urbana. And if Ed Fazer is in the audience, raise your hand, please. Ed, our new interim provost from Urbana. And I personally am thrilled, and we are collectively so glad that you're working in these capacities. Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield is with us. And of course, we have interim provost Rick Gislason, who is representing UIC and not at the White House, but I think you're probably tuning in some telepathic capacity here. Other university officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Christophe Pierre, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Walter Knorr, Vice President for Research, Larry Shook, Vice President for Health Affairs, Jerry Bauman, University Counsel, Thomas Barrows, Executive Director for University Relations, Tom Hardy, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University, Susan Keyes. And then representing the University Senate's conference, we have Gay Miller from the Department of Pathobiology, Vet Med, and Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee. Thank you for being here. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate and the academic professional staff, Mike Bowman is with us, who's chair of the University Professional Personnel Advisory Committee, chair of the Council of Academic Professionals at Urbana, and assistant dean of Technology College of Media, Urbana. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, we have David Hilbert, professor of the Department of Philosophy. Thank you for being here. And representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Betsy Goulet. Did I get that right? Clinical Assistant Professor, Department of Public Administration. Also in attendance are Nick Bibulis, who is the Edward William and Jane Marr Goodscale Professor, Department of Educational Policy, and chair of the University Senate's conference, and Kathy Novak, who is the associate professor, Department of Communication, and chair of the Springfield Senate Executive Committee. That's the group I wanted to introduce, but I can't resist just making a quick comment without wanting to steal Trustee Hasara's thunder, but our enrollment numbers are up to historical highs at the University of Illinois. More Illinois students, more diversity, all three of our campuses. UIC has a record enrollment. Our enrollment is up 10.2% in the freshman class, and please listen to the committee report on that because it's very exciting. The university is working successfully to increase Illinois native students, and you saw our fine young gentleman just a moment ago, which was stable, and we believe that our flat tuition that the board approved this last year has played an important role in our enrollment successes and has a big impact on affordability, notably for Illinois residents. So I just had to get that off my chest.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. And compliments to each of you and your campuses and your recruitment folks and the job that you've done. I know it's been a high priority. It's obviously helping. You know, Springfield, we talk about whether it hasn't grown that much more, but you have been on a track record of growth consistently and doing remarkable work, all of you. So thank you. Tom Hardy, if you would introduce any press that are here today.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, joining us from the media today are Maggie Sullivan of the Daily Illini, Michael Kaiser of News Radio WDWS here in Champaign-Urbana, Julie Worth of the Champaign News Gazette, watching on the video stream are reporters from the Chicago Tribune and Associated Press.
Very good.